So we're going to look at the book of Philippians in chapter number 3 tonight and verse number 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. That's Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, in other words, to repeat this, it's not something that's bothersome. It's something that's safe. Have you ever heard what is the key to learning? I'm sure you have. Repetition. See, I am so forgetful, and you might be too. I'm so forgetful, so prone to forget, that part of the purpose of the Bible is to remind me of what, to remind you, to stir up our memory. So, to write the same things to you, it's not a bother to the apostle, because it is something that was to be kept in memory. So, beware of dogs, verse number 2. That's my life's verse. I confess a sin and a great weakness, although it is not often that I wear pink ties. I'm a cat person. I know that just shocked some of you. But having been ferociously bit when I was 6 years old, I have not been very fond of dogs, and I have a verse to support that, verse number 2. Beware of dogs. Now, these aren't the dogs like your Fido or your Fifi. These are different than that. It describes them as evil workers. And let's turn over to chapter number 4 and verse number 4. And if you would stand, please, we will read chapter 4 and verse number 4 out loud together. If you're physically able, would you stand? Out of respect for God's great and good, this awesome book that we have in front of us tonight. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Let's read this verse out loud together. Are you ready? Are you set? Let's read. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the book in front of us tonight. What book is like this great book? It is sharp and convicting and pricking and pointed and soothing, all in one. It is sweet in our mouth and sour in our bellies, all in one. Thank you for this great book. My master, I would please thee. I would be a blessing to these who hear. I would point souls to Calvary and to Christ. And I pray that you would use me to do that. I pray that somebody, several somebodies, would be helped by this great book tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you. You may have a seat. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 1, and Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4, both talk about the joy of the believer. Rejoice in the Lord, the statement is made. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. I'm glad this evening that I have a religion and a Savior who is a giver of great joy. And it is described in 1 Peter as a joy unspeakable. It is also a joy that God gives. Note this scripture this evening, Psalms chapter 4 and verse number 7. Because God is the author of joy tonight. And I would submit to you that every joy that you have experienced, every joy, every real, genuine, sincere, good joy this evening, has come from the God of heaven. It is his gift to you. Psalm chapter 4, verse number 7 is what would suggest that to us tonight. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. God is the God who rules in a person's heart, who can change this evening the gloomy heart, the depressed heart, the discouraged heart, that God can come to that heart and put gladness into that heart. Rejoice in the Lord always, because God in heaven is the author of joy. I would say tonight that, I would suggest to you tonight that Christ gives joy. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse number 3. Would you note that scripture in your Bible? It is a prophecy of the Messiah. It is predicting that when the Messiah comes, that he would take people who were mourning. He would take people who were humiliated and who had put ashes on them and who were sunk in depression and despair, and he would give them the oil of joy. Is there some soul this evening who you look at your life and you despair? Is there some soul this evening that is sunk in gloominess and depression? My friend, I would say to you tonight, God offers you joy, and Jesus Christ offers to give you the oil of joy. Now that tonight is a very special gift given to believers. Not only does God give joy, not only does Christ give joy, the Spirit of God gives joy. Here's a reference for you, Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 22. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, that is what the Spirit of God produces. Now, the Spirit of God does not live in every single person. He has chosen to live in you as a believer. That's a tremendous thing. But not only does he live in you as a believer, he produces something in you as a believer. Just like when you plant an apple seed, sooner or later you would hope an apple tree comes from that. The believer has the Spirit of God living in him, and out of the Spirit of God living in you comes love. And next in Galatians chapter 5, it says the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Now tonight, divine joy is produced in the believer by the Spirit of God. And I submit to you tonight that you can have joy in the ups and downs of life if you would so choose to have joy in the ups and downs of life. You have so many sources of joy available to you tonight. God gives joy. It's his gift. Gladness in my heart is what the psalmist says. Christ gives joy. It is his oil that he pours on his followers. The Spirit of God gives joy. It is what he produces out of the heart of faith. So tonight, I can have joy in the ups and downs of life. Not only that tonight, the gospel produces joy. It is a message of joy. Luke chapter 2, verse number 10, and Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, describe for us the gospel message tonight. That Christ's message is good tidings. That Christ's birth is good tidings of great joy to all people. Now, there are some people that preach and teach that God only intends to save a certain few. But I would say tonight, my friend, that God intends the joy of salvation to be good tidings of great joy to all people. Now, I would say tonight, you have available to you a lot of sources of joy. God offers to put joy in you. The Spirit of God offers to produce joy from you. Christ offers to pour the oil of joy upon you. I submit tonight, you can have joy in the ups and downs of life. Now, Mom and Dad Armour are with us tonight. We were talking at lunchtime. And how long have you guys been married now? 44 years. That's just a great record. And I said, well, they have never in those 44 years thought about divorce. Murder? Yes. Divorce? No. Don't you think in 44 years there have been a lot of ups and downs? Sure there have. One of the best things I learned about the Christian life was several years ago in a Wednesday night Bible study. Actually, Brother James made the statement, I believe, that the Christian life is not linear. Do you know what that means? It's not a straight line. That it's a lot of ups and downs. That it has a lot of mountain peaks and a lot of valleys. It's not a straight path. It's not a smooth path. But one thing I would submit to you, my friend, in those ups and downs of life, you can have joy. Now, here's Joseph. He's been hated by his brethren. He has been given this tremendous coat by his father. His jealous brothers, aware of this dream that Joseph is given by God, and seeing this coat that Joseph is given by his father, plot his murder. They throw him in a pit. He ends up in slavery in Egypt. It even gets worse from there. It's a downhill part of his life. But can I tell you, my friend, that the Lord was with Joseph in prison. He was there with him in prison. He was there. And I guarantee you tonight that Joseph in prison was recognized. The keeper of the prison saw him as a prosperous man. And it wasn't because Joseph looked like somebody had spit on his Wheaties. It was because that Joseph had joy in the ups and in the downs of life. Reality is this: nobody is happy all the time. That sometimes joy is like a river that runs underneath the surface. But I'll guarantee you tonight, there is a joy that is available in the valleys as well as in the mountaintops. A believer has all these different sources of joy. Now, let me show you from the book of Nehemiah and chapter number 8. Let me show you a tremendous thought. It's not original with me, but I need some props. Tracy, would you in heaven, you know those heaven, do you remember the little pink things you were playing with today and showing me how strong you were? Would you go with mom and please get those, because I need those for the sermon. We have a prop coming. It's on the way. Don't worry. It won't take too long. The house is not far away. It's just right next door. Nehemiah chapter number 8 and verse number 9. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 9. Nehemiah and Ezra stand and teach the people. Now, here's what they teach the people. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 9. And please would you look at this, because this will help you. It will help you to be stronger. It will help you to have more energy to do whatever you need to accomplish in life. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 9, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. The people cried and wept over this, what they had been reading from the book of God. And Nehemiah and Ezra say, no, this is a special day. This is a happy day. This is a great day. Don't weep and mourn and cry and lament. Do you know what sorrow does? Here's what sorrow does. It robs you of strength. Here's what he goes on to say. Verse number 10. Eat the fat. Amen to that. Forget about those low-fat diets. What's the matter with you? I just showed you a verse. You don't have to believe it. I believe it. Go to Five Guys tonight after church. Get the biggest burger with all the grease. Eat the fat. Now, you don't have to believe that. Just like you don't have to believe salt is good. Jesus said that. So go to Five Guys, get that big burger, whatever the biggest one they have, and a bag of fries just for yourself, and on the way out, get the salt shaker. Eat the fat, drink the sweet. Do you see where we're at in that passage? Eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions, give. Now, the idea is that they were supposed to, instead of mourning, they were supposed to be rejoicing. They were supposed to be happy. They were supposed to be feasting. They were supposed to be enjoying this good meal.
What? No. Wait, no, hold, just hold and stand right there, baby. Stand right over there. Thank you. You're a good helper.
Now, look at the rest of the verse. In verse number 10, what's it say? For the joy of the Lord is what? What is it? For the joy of the Lord is what? Joy strengthens you. Exercise, honey. Show them how you move those. Whoa, look at that. That's strong. How about do this by that curl? There, how about the other curl? Oh, right, those are some muscles. Both at once. Woo! All right. Can you bend down and then pick them up? Like, oh, there you go. Wow, and stretch. Okay, ready? One, two, one, two. Yeah, whoa, you're doing it, girl. You are strong. Now the props are over. All done, baby. All done. Take them down to mom. Take them down to mom now. Now, the way to strength is to exercise your joy muscles. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Discouragement saps your strength. Depression saps your strength. Loneliness saps your strength. If you have a task to do, the best thing that you can do is rejoice, get joy in you, and that will get you the strength to do that task. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you understand this evening that there are some things that God gives you that are difficult things to do and to accomplish? Joseph, being in prison, was given this vision of all these sheaves of wheat bowing down to his sheaf. Well, there was a lot of difficulty that Joseph went through before that happened. What gave him the joy? What gave him the strength to accomplish that vision? Joy did. The joy of the Lord, the joy of God's presence, the joy of God being with him gave him that strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The idea is that from God, I get joy, and that gives me strength to keep going. The idea is that from Jesus Christ, I get joy. He pours joy on you like oil is poured on a person in the Old Testament. The Spirit of God produces strength. It is one of his fruits. So that joy is what gives you the strength to keep on going for God. Rejoice in the Lord. Acts chapter 2. And verse number 46. Look at that reference, and then we will close. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 46. Acts chapter 2 and verse 46 will give us a glimpse into one of the best churches in the whole church age. It is a tremendous church. It is the first church at Jerusalem. And here's one thing I want to point out to you about joy. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 46, it was one of the ingredients in that first church. Acts chapter 2, verse number 46 says, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat, that's their food, with gladness and singleness of heart. Those early Christians in the first church, they had joy, and the joy came from Christian fellowship. From Christian fellowship. You see, this evening, it is important that I, as a believer, am around other believers. because they encourage me. Let me give you an example. We went to dinner on Friday night with some Christian people. We sat around the table. I didn't have to worry about the jokes that they were telling. They were godly people. I didn't have to worry about the beverages that they were drinking. They were godly people. We rejoiced together. We told stories together. We laughed together. I saw a friend of mine that I had been in the 1980s. Yes, I was alive in the 80s. Hard to believe. But in the 1980s, we worked at Burger King together. And I told him, Dave, do you remember where you were back there cleaning one of the fryers with a can of Easy Off, and you dropped that can of Easy Off down into the French fryer vat? That's not a positive thing, because eventually the Easy Off can starts bubbling like the French fries do, except that after a while it explodes, and then the grease goes everywhere, and then the fire suppression system goes off, and it's called the Ansel system, and that goes off. And you think the snow last night was bad, you've not seen anything. You've seen an Ansel system go off in Burger King. And if you think that was bad, then there was our manager. Her name was Myrtle. Oh, you don't know what was worse, the Ansel system or Myrtle. But we laughed about that stuff. And we told stories about that stuff. Maybe that's what you're missing in the Christian life tonight. Maybe the reason that you're weak tonight, if you are, it's because you didn't laugh today. Can I tell you something? You're not going to get out of this alive. No, not the church service tonight. Believe me, you're getting out of this alive. Believe me, we're going to dismiss. You are going home. Love you, but in a little bit, go home. You need to be around somebody whose their spirit rubs off on you and refreshes you and gets you laughing and gets you happy. And the Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. So if I'm going to sharpen a piece of iron, I don't get a piece of wood to sharpen a piece of iron. I need something that's as strong as the iron to sharpen the iron. Doesn't that make sense? You know it makes sense. If you want to be happy, you've got a fellowship partner, hook up with, hooch up with, get around with people that are positive and right. It wasn't talking in that verse about them being in church. It was talking about them eating dinner together and eating supper together, breaking bread and having not just church together, but meals together. And actually, this is a crazy idea. They actually liked each other. I know it's hard to figure. It's like, what? They loved each other. And they laughed together. I'll tell you, here's why you feel like you're sick enough about ready to die. Because you have the flu. No. Because you have not laughed today. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, I'm not talking about a polite laugh, like when I read my jokes. You know, it's so cold that the snowman is at my front door knocking on the door trying to get in. Not talking about that. Something that just cracks you up. My friend, I'm telling you tonight, if you are struggling, it's possibly because of a lack of joy. Then if you want joy, I've got to be around people that have joy, that are going to make me rejoice. We went to Sammy's today for lunch. I love Sammy's. It's the gourmet buffet. I love that place because you can get anything. You can get pizza. You can get fruit. You can get Chinese. You can get sushi. Amen. Sushi. You can get sushi. No sushi. You can. But it's got all kinds of stuff. Well, we walked in, and when Dylan walked into the restaurant, Dylan looked at Sammy, and Dylan said, You got chicken wings, Sammy? They don't have them on Sundays. No chicken wings on Sunday. Duh. Sammy said to him, you wait a minute, how many wings can you eat? Dylan says, about 9 or 12. So Sammy says, you wait 1 minute. Doesn't he go to the back, have the cook throw in some wings into the basket and put them down in the fryer and load them up with the hot sauce and bring them out? Didn't that just put a smile? Hey, can I ask you something tonight? Is your Christianity, is part of the problem of it, I hate to say this because I'm a pastor, but is part of the problem of it maybe it's only like 7, it's limited to like Sunday from 11, our services are 10:15, 10:20 to 11:30, something like that. That 1 hour Sunday morning and that's it? And that's your Christianity in that little box? You're not going to be happy that way. You're not. You got to get around people that have a right spirit, that have a happy spirit. Here's what I do. There are preachers that I will listen to on the internet that just crack me up. They just have a great spirit. They just have a zeal and a happiness about them. Find somebody like that and get around them. Because otherwise, you're going to go through life like an Eeyore. I know. It's not much, but it's a tale. I'm kind of attached to it. I know I'm not much. I'm just a donkey. Don't expect a fancy tale on this kind of a donkey. I know all the Eeyore quotes. Is your Christian life, is your home, is your marriage, is your relationship with God, is church to you like Eeyore? If it is tonight, here's what you should do. God, I don't think you intended it to be that way. God, I don't think you intended it to be that way. What's the problem? Would you start there? Would you start and say, God, there's something missing. And I sure wish that I had some of it. And don't you know tonight, if God loved the world so much and loved you so much that he sent his son, don't you think he'd include joy with that? Sure he would. If Christ loved you so much to go to the cross, to get crucified, to get buried, to rise again, to take that cloud back to the glory world, if he loved you so much that he'd do that, don't you think he'd include joy with that? Don't you think tonight that it is possible to have joy in the ups and downs of life? Here's where that starts. Find your joy in the Lord and not in other people and not in your circumstances and not in your wallet and not in the world. Find your joy in Jesus Christ. That, my friend, is a spiritual person. Oh, but you know the byproduct of being a spiritual person is joy. Now, I just told you what I've been taught for many, many years. Sometimes in my Christian life, joy is like a river that's underground, but it's there. I ask you tonight, do you have that joy? If not, why? Ask God, why? I think it's missing, God. Where is it? Why? And I believe tonight, you can have joy which will give you strength. Let's bow our heads. We'll have a word of prayer. God, everybody tonight has reasons of despair. Everybody does. Because we are fallen sons of Adam. We are sinful. All of us have sinned. None of us are good. That's why we despair tonight. All creation groans because all creation is corrupt. We confess that to you tonight. But I believe tonight, Lord Jesus, you died for sinners and you rose again and you paid my fine and you shed your blood so that I could be redeemed and so I didn't have to be condemned. But I also believe you did that so that I could be happy. I also believe you did that so not only could I go to heaven with happiness, so that I could have joy inside me, even when it's a mess on the outside. And Lord, I believe tonight joy is something on the inside. It's not something on the outside. I pray for somebody tonight that's searching for that joy. I pray that they would think about what was said, that they'd consider what was said, that they would seek you, because I know if they find God, wow, they find joy unspeakable. Now our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Maybe you're unhappy at home. Maybe you're unhappy at work. Maybe you're unhappy with the circumstance that you're in. And maybe you can't change that circumstance. But my friend, you can have joy inside of you. You can. Here's what I want you to do. Rejoice in the Lord. Find your happiness in Him. In just a moment, the music's going to play. When you hear that note, when you hear that first note, here's what I advise you to do. Ask the Lord. Seek the Lord. Ask Him to search your heart and say, God, is there joy in my heart? Is there joy in my heart? Or is it missing?